Stand. Can you say that with me? Stand. Come on, stand. We're going to get with it. Now, here we go. One more time. Stand. And I've been talking about different positions, basically. Stand firm. We did several stands. Stand alone was last week. What was her name? Esther. Today, stand fast. Can you say that with me? Stand fast. Stand fast. Now, we ain't talking about stand while you're running fast. No. Okay? It means hang in there. Keep plugging. Don't give up. Don't quit. Stand fast. Do you hear me this morning? How do I do that? How do I endure? How do I survive? Y'all listening? Let's talk about it this morning. And we're going to go to the book of Hebrews. We're going to take just a couple of verses, one verse in particular, Hebrews 12:1. Then we'll add a couple to it. But for the most part, we're just going to dissect this one verse today and help us stand fast. You ought to memorize this verse. You ought to know this verse. So many great verses in the Bible, in the book of Hebrews. Great verse right here. You might say, well, it's long. Well, work on it. Here we go. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that's set before us. Can you say that highlighted part with me? Come on. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. One more time. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. That's what I'm talking about, standing fast. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Let's look at this verse a little bit this morning. Let's talk about standing fast. Are y'all, you still okay, right? I wonder sometimes about leaders in our country, politicians. Some of the stupid decisions they make, some of the stupid things they do. I wonder if they ever think, this great nation didn't just happen. To give them the right to be able to get up there and to make the decisions that they make. This thing didn't just happen. There's a lot of people, especially way back when, that gave their lives for this country. They stood fast. They knew what it was to stand. Amen? Instead of just you know, please a few constituents or some lobbyists somewhere. Y'all listening or not? Say. Amen? Standing fast. This is a great country. It wouldn't be a great country if we had these people running it right now, running it back in the 1700s. I'll tell you that right now. And I know I'm being ugly out the gate, but it's the truth, friend. If you think I'm you know I'm right. We need more people standing fast, doing the right thing, even if it hurts. Let's talk about it. How can you and I be those kind of people that stand first, fast, that endure, that don't cave in, that do the right thing regardless? Let's talk about it. It said, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Is that what it said? I think that's what it said. Let us run with what? Patience. So often we think of the word patience is waiting. And that's probably a little part of patience. I understand that. But there's a lot more to patience than just waiting. Oh, I'll just have to be waiting, you know, just something happens sometime. That don't sound, let us run with patience the race. It sounds like let us run. That means we're actually running, right? Say, let us run, not let's just sit and do nothing. Let's look at this. What does this word mean? I'm glad you asked. I sort of dissected it for us this morning. This word patience means endurance. Can you say that with me? Endurance. Let us run with what? Endurance. The race that's set before us. What a different word. Amen? Let us run with patience. Let's just like sit down somewhere. No. Let us run with endurance. The race that's set before us. The word endurance means to survive. Life ever get hard on you, say? Yeah, feel like quitting, feel like you can't make it, feel like you're going to cave. Well, there's a word for us in that that says, you know, that ain't an option. Caving ain't an option. Quitting ain't an option. Running is the option. Keep running. Amen? And how do I run? I run through endurance. I run to survive. Okay? Keep that in mind as we keep unpacking it. What does this word endurance mean? This word patience means endure, which means to survive. It means I made it through it. That's what it means. That's what survive means. It means God has put us on a race down here. He's given us a calling. He wants us to make it through it. Did you know God wants you to make it through it? Yes or no? No, God's up there. He's picking on me, want to hit me with a bat. People say all kinds of crazy things. No, God's for you. But He's not for you having it your way. He's for you doing it His way. And if you do it His way, you're going to keep running. Okay? And you're going to survive no matter what, crap gets thrown at you. Listening? The idea of this verse is let us run with patience, endurance, survival. I can make it. Let us run with that kind of thinking, that kind of attitude. So this idea of running is I'm making it while I'm moving at the same time. Got it? This is how I'm supposed to live this Christian life. Not get sidelined, not stop. I'll just be patient. No, keep moving, fool. That's what we're to do in the Christian life. Man, I'm not going backwards. I'm going to keep going on for God, regardless of what gets thrown at me. I'm going to stand fast for Jesus. Listening? That's what we're talking about today. How can I run the race of life? How can I do this? How can I make it through it? Pastor, and we're going to talk about it today. Is it possible for me to survive and thrive as I run this race of life? When I've got struggles and I've got problems and I've got difficulties, is it possible for me to still run, hold my head up high, still make it? The answer is absolutely yes. Amen? Come on. It's yes, yes, yes. Come on. This is fun for me right here. Go ahead. Then how? Here we go. I'm glad you ask. Amen. I'm here to help you this morning run this race of life. From Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Did y'all notice that highlighted part was at the end of verse 1? Did y'all notice that? Well, the answer, how I can do this, is up above. Let's look at it. Number one, how can I survive? How can I stand fast? How can I make it? How can I endure? Stop looking at losers. So many of us, when we get discouraged or we get down, you know what we do? We're like a magnet. We go find other losers. Gossip to them. Other people that are struggling. Hey, it's not a problem finding people who struggle, but why don't you find some people that struggled and made it and go talk to them? Amen? Say. Instead of just hanging out with everybody, everything, the sky is falling, all you chicken little people. Come on. You know what the Bible tells us in this verse? Look at it. Here it is. It says, check out the winners. Others have done it. You can do it. Others have gone through hard times. Let's do a show of hands. How many have gone through some really hard times in this room? Can I see your hands? Well, you're not alone, are you? Check out winners. Look at the first part of Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, say it with me, seeing we are, help me, we are compassed about with so great a cloud of what? How can I survive? How can I stand fast? How can I make it? That's sort of why I referenced our founding fathers earlier. If you just look at people today, sometimes people running our country, I tell you, you wonder if we're going to make it through Tuesday. Amen? But when you look back over this great country's history, you know we can make it. Amen? Isn't that different? Because we've had some awesome winners. Amen? Well, the Bible tells us that about our Christian life. When we're running this race, we're to run this race with endurance. We're to run this race to survive. We're to run this race and thrive and be moving at the same time. Doesn't mean bad stuff ain't going to happen, but there's no option for you. Quitting is not an option. Setting down is not an option. I'm going to make it. So check out winners. The Word of God tells us that there's a great cloud of witnesses. And we'll roll, Roger, pretty quick. Witness doesn't mean spectator here. You're to run because there's people in heaven looking out their windows at you. Is that what that means? No. But I do believe my mama's looking at me. I do believe that. And I believe that's sort of what this scripture's saying. But let's dig a little deeper. The Greek word for witnesses here, that we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, the word is actually the word what? Say it with me. Martyr. Yeah. Did you know God has a great cloud of witnesses that are looking at you and I as we run this race of life, as we try to run it and endure and survive and thrive. There are a cloud of witnesses that you and I can't see, but they're there. And they've given their lives for Jesus Christ. And they're saying, don't you tell me you can't make it. I made it. I'm here with Jesus right now. And maybe what I went through, it looked like it was bad when I was on this earth. But I'm going to tell you something. My reward is awesome. And I'm here with the Lord Jesus Christ right now. And I've got you. Man, I'm looking down at you. And I want you to know something. There's a place called heaven. There's an eternal life up here. There's a Savior. This is real. You keep running, fella. Don't you give up. And see, I think Mama's one of them. She's up there telling me, keep running. Amen? I don't think that we can't do this debt-free, but you know, this building. But shoot, I just don't even think that I know we're going to do it. But you know what? I'm sure if I ever got that thought in my mind, I'm sure I'd be thinking about Mama going, boy, you done lost your mind. Of course you can do it. Amen? A great cloud of witnesses. They bear witness to us that God can see you through it. Keep looking. God showed them, they show us that you can do it. Amen? So number one, what do I do when I'm running this race? How am I going to survive? How am I going to endure? How am I going to make it? Check out winners. Look at this great verse, Romans 15:4. For whatsoever things were written before time were written for our what? Learning that we through what? Endurance and comfort of the scriptures might have what? Hope. Why do you have that Bible? I don't know. I got a Bible. I don't know how to read it. That's crazy. You need to read your Bible. You need to read about these witnesses. You need to read about all these people that God's put in the Word of God. Hallelujah. They're going to encourage your heart. That's why they're there. God didn't write this stuff down because He didn't have nothing to do. He wrote this stuff down because you and I need it. Amen? This encouragement. Keep looking. The word patience means endurance. The word comfort means what? Encouragement. Comfort doesn't mean pat you on the head, wave you with a fan, feed you grapes. The word comfort means encouragement. Encouragement. That's how we're to run this race. Through endurance and encouragement from what? The scriptures about others, about winners, we might have hope or a confident expectation that I can make it regardless of what the devil throws at me or what I'm going through in life. Amen? Check out who? The winners. Others have done it, so what? I can do it. Boy, I mean, maybe it's early, but you sound sleepy to me. Maybe everybody in here, just your life's just perfect, brother, and everything's going great, and you don't need this. I need this on a daily basis. This is what keeps me going, getting up every Sunday. I tell the guys every Sunday when I meet them in the truck, I've been doing that for almost eight years every Sunday morning. I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying it. Do you know how monotonous that is? Say, every week. And I come here every week. And you know my personality, don't you? You think my personality is that kind of personality that just likes to do the same thing every single week? Or you think my personality might like change and like, let's do something different? That's really my personality, this other one. How do I keep doing? How do I keep going? How do I keep showing up? And I'm not trying to put myself up on a pedestal. I'm just saying I've learned this through the Bible, through the Word of God. I can make it. I can stand fast, not in my own strength. But through reading the Word of God, through knowing that what I do matters, this is important. Other people went before me, gave their lives. I should give my life. Amen? And I wish more leading our country had that kind of mentality. I need to give my life. I need to give my best and not just pass some stinking vote over here to appease somebody. I need to do the right thing. I know I'm running a two-track message here, but I think you get it. Amen? Praise God. Somebody gets it. Vote! Here we go. Come on. Number two. So number one, if I'm going to survive, if I'm going to make it, I need to check out who. Number one's who? Check out who? Winners. Number two's check out who? So often we just look at us first and we don't even look at any winners and we're already screwing up and that's why we don't make it. So you got to get that number one down. Check out who? Winners. Number two, check out who? Yourself. Verse one again, the second part. After we've been looking now, these cloud of witnesses. Say that with me. Can you say me? Let me. One more time. Let me lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset me. Check out yourself. If you're going to stand fast, if you're going to make it, times are hard, times are tough, whatever you're going through, so often we just point the finger. We just, you know, this is wrong, this is bad, this person did this to me. Have you ever thought about looking at yourself? Say, it says, let us run this race with endurance. If we're going to do that, we got to lay aside some things that are holding us back, that are weighing us down. It says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. Athletes wear training weights on their legs. All right? Get the legs stronger. This is what I used to do. Man, I'd have a weight on the end of my baseball bat. Big old weight. Big old weight. Boy, then that 36-ounce bat I used to use, it got awful light. You get up there and swing, whoo! Like swinging a little toothpick almost. Because that weight's been giving you that endurance. But what may have been good for training is not good for running the race or hitting the ball. You got to take that thing off there. If you want to run a race, you're not going to run it with the weights on your leg, are you? Yes or no? No. You're using that to help you run when you get there. Take that donut, take that weight off the bat. Got to lay aside some things. When it's game time, say that with me. Lose the weight, baby. When it's game time, lose the weight. Check yourself out. I'm not talking about weight here. You know what I'm talking about. But it's a good idea to lose weight and get in shape. Specifically, the sin that does so easily beset or enables us. So often we're not able to stand fast. We're not able to run this race. You know, let me tell you why. Because there's sin in our life. There's something in our life that's holding us back. Y'all still awake? What you going to do with that? Well, if you want to run this race, if you want to survive, if you want to endure, if you want to thrive, if you want to run like the cloud of witnesses is saying you can make it. Well, then you're going to have to do some introspection and look at some things in your life. Look at yourself. Check yourself out. The sin. The weight. In most of our lives, it's unbelief. Most of our lives, we've got something going on in our life, and we believe we can't handle it. We believe we can't give it up. We believe we can't quit it. We believe, and Satan has such a stronghold on us. But you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen? I loved it. I had a guy, I think it was Bob, the other night at communion. He said, I'm not who I used to be. I'm changed. He didn't say much, but he didn't need to. That's all he needed to say. I'm not who I used to be. I'm changed. I'm changing. Amen? Get rid of some of that mess. Get rid of something in your life that you know is not right. Stop it. If you want to survive, man. If you want your marriage to make it. If you want to make it, whatever you're doing, as a dad, as a mom, you got to let go of something. This matters more. Got it? The word faith. I believe God, period. That's how I say faith. That's my definition. It's mentioned 21 times in the previous chapter, in chapter 11. Unbelief will weigh you down. Thinking you can't make it. Thinking you can't quit that. Thinking you can't stop that sin. Whatever it is in your life. Man, you got to know you can do this through Christ. Listening? Hope I didn't lose you. Faith in God enables you to endure, survive to the end. Last thing, so check out yourself. So number one, lose weight by faith. Say that with me. Lose weight by faith. That's how you lose the sin weight. Lose weight by. Amen. That ain't how you lose real weight, though. You got to stop eating. Here we go. Sorry about that. Anyway, sorry. So number one, if I'm going to stand fast, if I'm going to endure, if I'm going to survive, if I'm going to thrive, if I'm going to make it, I check out the who. Winners. Number two, I check out myself. And number three, look at this verse. Verse two. After verse one, we check out who. Wow. Is that what the verse says? Looking unto Jesus. Isn't that another way to say check out? Take a look at. Looking unto Jesus, the author and what? Finisher. Isn't that what you want to be in a Christian life? Don't you want to stand fast and make it all the way to the end? Say. Who for the joy that was set before him. There's our word. Say it with me. Endured. The cross. He survived. It killed him. But he rose from the dead. He made it. Got it? He endured the cross, despising the shame. But now, hallelujah, he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen? So check out Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. We look to Jesus by faith to get saved. We look to Jesus by faith for endurance. You need to look at him every day. Talk to him every day. Jesus, you made it. You're there. You're interceding all the time for me on the right hand of God the Father. I'm looking to you, Jesus. You're the author and finisher of my faith. And that describes attitude. Attitude. Think about that. You're the author. You're the finisher of our faith. That absolutely changed the way you think. Jesus lived by faith himself. Jesus trusted his Father God. You think you're not going to have to? Jesus prayed to who? His Father. Yet we try to live life. No wonder we're not surviving. We're not praying. We're not going to make it, man. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. He sat down at the right hand of God. For consider him that what? There's our word again. He survived. Such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be what? Weary and faint in your mind. God doesn't want you weary. God doesn't want you to faint. God doesn't want me to quit. Y'all know that? Say. Did you know I think about quitting often? I think about quitting often. And I know when I say that, some of y'all give me faces. Oh, it's true. How many think about quitting stuff often other than just me up here on the stage? Come on. Don't put me up on some pedestal that, oh, Pastor Clark never thinks about quitting. I think about quitting every Monday. Are you crazy? But guess what? Look to winners. Then I look at myself. Clark, you got to lay that mess down. That's craziness. What would Jesus do? Oh, he endured to the end. Right? Say, do you see how that math just works that we just did? Say, Jesus endured more than anyone. Jesus endured the cross. Jesus endured shame, suffering, and opposition. Jesus endured rejection from his Father God, his own Father God. He took our sin on him and his own Father turned away from him. Did you know that's not going to happen to you? You're a believer in Christ. God the Father is not going to turn away from you. Isn't that incredible? Say. Jesus endured carrying the sin of the whole world on him. You just worried about you pretty much. I mean, you know, you can make this, okay? Verse 4, and we quit right here. Raj, we're done. Say that with me. You have not yet resisted unto striving against sin. I'll just stop right there. You live in America. Good chance they're not going to come to your house this afternoon or barge in these back doors here and gun us down because we're believers in Jesus. You have not resisted unto blood. Stop making excuses. Stop it. You can make it. You can do it. We in our mind, in my mind, I'm just talking out loud this morning, I can create sometimes the biggest thing that ain't ever going to happen in my head and just screw myself up for about a week. Anybody else like that? Say, hey, man, come on. It's crazy. Crazy. Oh, I've got it rough, ain't it? I'm going to get in a Titan pickup when I get out done out here, turn the air on my leather seats. I can move the seat. I can turn the heat on the seats if I want to. I got it rough, don't I? Then I'm going to take my truck down to my house down. I'm going to go down my long driveway in there, sit on the water. It's rough. Clark's got it tough, don't I? Say. And that speaks of most of us in this room. 99%. We're better than 99% of the whole world. Is that the truth or what? Come on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I'm done talking. Let's stand together. I believe you got the message this morning. Are y'all all right? Did you survive? Some of y'all can't even make it through a message. God help us. Amen. I preached one time and run people off. We can be stronger than that, can't we, church? Amen. I just wanted to encourage you today. Did you feel a little encouragement? I can make it. I can make it. Don't think you're going to make it without losing that sin, that weight that's holding you down. You're going to keep dragging, and Satan will keep clubbing you upside the head. Amen? So think about that thing in your life that's there that you know you don't need, and you can lose that, but you got to lose it by faith. God can help you.